Now we're good.
So as you're aware, our board meetings are today is July 1st, 2015. I've been told too that if you have any side conversations, our recorder will pick up those. So those closest to it might want to not have a lot of side conversations.
They go on the grid.
And it will go on the grid.
So, forever.
Yes. So not that we have, you know, side conversations that can't go on the grid, but you might not want to know, your weekend plans might not want to go on the grid. So the first order of business is to take in community input. Do we have any community input today? So we move on to special orders, and we have Mr. Merrill here from the City of Vancouver Disabled Parking to give us some information.
Actually, I'm from City of Vancouver Parking Services.
Oh, Parking Services, okay.
Disabled Parking, but yeah, Mary asked if I could come and talk a little bit about the new Disabled Parking Placard regulation changes that went into effect today. They were adopted by the legislature last year. And they were partly based on work that a group that was appointed by the legislature in 2013 had made a number of recommendations, and the legislature ended up adopting not all, but some of those recommendations. So the major changes to the law are that if you're applying for the special parking privileges, you have to have a written prescription from a healthcare provider, in addition to completing a standard application for parking licensing, and written authorization is also required for a 5-year renewal. And
that one is federal law, but it is different too.
Okay.
Yeah. But some of your studies have.
And actually, they say a lot of these items I'm talking about are on here as well. So the temporary parking placards are extended from 6 months to up to 12 months. And illegally obtaining a placard, the penalty for obtaining a placard illegally has changed from a traffic infraction to a misdemeanor criminal offense. Selling placards, license plate stamps, or ID cards is a false misdemeanor criminal offense. The placard has to be fully visible through the windshield. And improper display is a traffic infraction. Let's see. Oh, so the new language on the application form includes more details about more detailed warning. So when you're making your application on the application, you read it ahead of time, you'll see a more detailed warning about abusing the use of disabled parking placards. It reminds applicants that healthcare providers and healthcare providers that they're guilty of gross misdemeanors if they knowingly provide false information during the application process. Also, healthcare providers may be subject to sanctions under the Uniform Disciplinary Act.
Is that new?
That's stronger now. Stronger language.
This is for the whole state or for the whole country or just for Vancouver?
This is for the state of Washington. That's what I'm talking about. And so I spoke to the Department of Licensing this morning, and they shared the new placard, what it will look like. As they exhaust their existing supplies, and they'll eventually look like this, and you'll see that they've changed the look of the standard symbol to a more active look. And the state of Washington is only the second state to make that change. New York is the other state. And so the blue represents the so-called permanent placard, and the red is the temporary placard. And they will be, the information will be on both sides, so it'll be like this, that's hanging on.
Will a person that's looking through the front windshield be able to distinguish if it's a valid, you know, by date Blackman.
Yeah, so they've made all of these dates, all the months, they've made that, those blocks larger, so there'll be a larger hole punch on the placard, so that should make it easier for anyone that's enforcing to see that. And then they have expiration dates and serial numbers, the actual year expiration is down here as well, too, on the larger. So I'll pass those. So that's about it. Kind of summarizes it. And they were. And so when I talked to Mary about this earlier in the year, the State Department of Licensing was asking for input on these changes, asking for comments and on the design and those kinds of things. So I shared that with her. And so based on input that they received, these those are the changes to put the placard in, and then the legislature adopted.
Yeah, we were asked that last year.
Yes, we were. For comments, right. Representative Mullen wanted comments from disabled community, and so I was calling around different disabled organizations to try to get comments.
Right. This is the loop back from last year.
How many people do we have that's monitoring this? Is it just the police officers on patrol? Is it parking, pardon the phrase, meter readers that are doing this, or is there anything else?
So on public property, it's the parking enforcement team that works downtown and the neighborhood parking enforcement officer that responds to specific complaints on the public property. On the private property, then that's individual private property owners, and police, Clark County Sheriff's, Vancouver Police, they also can monitor and write citations, enforce it. Well, Clark County Sheriff's Office has a volunteer disabled parking team that travel around Clark County on public events.
The problem last year seemed to be city of Seattle, where majority of the people parking downtown had placards, and that meant they didn't pay for parking, which is a bigger deal there than here. Do you know anything about the outcome of that?
Last year from Seattle, they made some local changes. So like the local government was kind of slow in reacting to issues that were raised, just because they wanted to study it. And then that committee was formed. And Seattle was active on that group that was formed by the legislature coming from. And so then locally they adopted some regulations, I believe. And so in those areas where they adopted new regulations for time limits, they noticed that blocks that used to be 80 to 100% occupied all the time are now open for customers or visitors downtown to park. Portland had some problem, and they also adopted some local regulations for time limits and such that they also realized an improvement to available parking for customers and visitors to downtown. And Vancouver adopted a disabled parking time limit, back in 2012, I think, we adopted it. And we only use it in certain areas. We have the tools available to us to use in other areas. But where there seem to be problems where vehicles, haven't moved for months And so then, if it's posted, state law allows the local governments to post a time limit of no less than 4 hours. And so you'll see that around the library downtown, and also down, I think, around 6th Street and Main and Broadway down in that area. So we just use it where it seems to be
there anything in the regulations that addresses the situation where a vehicle has a disabled parking on the license plate or hanging, but the person who is driving the vehicle is not, and there's no one in the vehicle that is disabled at that particular time? Is there anything that addresses there are, that?
Yeah, there's laws against, those laws are already on that either have to be the person that's disabled or driving that particular person. And there's special provisions for like facilities where they might have a bus or a van or something like that, where it can display its placard and it can park on the public street, even though maybe nobody's using it at the time. But yes, that has always been illegal, and that's something they were trying to get at during that group was trying to look at that as well, see if there was a way to tighten that up, because they believe there's a, or have they have discovered there's a large black market for placards.
Where would you get a black market?
Are you looking for one, Mary?
No. So can agencies still get the black market by the art? Yeah. So they don't have to be specific to one person as long as the person who they're transporting qualifies.
And those rules have been there for a long time. As far as I can tell, those rules have been changed.
Huh. Sure. Do we have a black market in Parkland?
Go down by 6th of Broadway.
No. Thank you for coming.
Sure. Thanks.
Awesome. That's great, just here.
And well done.
Yes.
Good day.
Yeah, appreciate the information. Okay. Okay, so we'll suspend that for right now. They actually need to come. We need to act on that letter. It would be too late for a public meeting.
Okay. Well, hopefully, I don't have Karen. I just text. Do you have it? To say?
If they want a letter of support from the board, this is the meeting they have to ask for it, because it will be too late in September.
Shall okay. Move on to our next item. It's the park update, and Mr. Piper is here, and also Mr. Angel.
Do I have to talk about the Arliss stuff?
You do. Better watch it.
I'd like to invite up with me Jeff Angela for me. Or should we speak from here?
You can speak from wherever you want.
Okay,
you come in front.
Okay.
But here's coffee.
Just a general ARC update. As you know, we've, for the last couple years, been struggling financially. And I'm pleased to report last month, we're completely, totally in the black. Not behind on any payments of any kind. And we're added next to Mary, a new housing program, which we'll go to in a minute. And, or I should say the county and Mary, and the advisory board. And to the home group that Sandy Silvera initially started, we're really instrumental in framing the need for housing for both young adults and older people who strive for more independence. So we're really excited to get started on that. We're underway with that right now. I just applied for a grant with Google, which I got a preliminary, it's a three-stage process. Got a preliminary yes, so I go to round two. We have a big, huge conference room for Building B where we normally collect our clothing, and I'm hoping to set up kind of a, and could use some feedback from the board, a high-tech interactive center for youth and others that might include handing out iPads to families who might be can't get in, might want some instructional aid or help. Or if you just want to come in and play. Some people really like to mess around with computers. So we'd like to set up like a computer lab and conference center back here. We also have, through some very small, I shouldn't say small, but individual donations, sufficient funding now to start up a new pride, Darla calls it pride light. More like a preschool. I can't see the question. For new parents, children 0 to 5, where we might hold a class perhaps twice a week. We're still exploring what that might look like, where a facilitator would bring in different experts for parents to better understand what's ahead for them and how they can be prepared, trainings, various types. So that's going well. We're getting a lot of calls for volunteers who want to help. Just had a phone call with an attorney who wants to help us regarding should pay you services. We get a lot of really interesting cases. And we have a lot of preferred maintenance in the building and the trucks and whatnot, and the IT system. So we need to make some capital investments in our IT system. But we upgraded the phone system where we now have cell phone numbers, which is a big deal for us because our majority of our money comes from calling call girls, since they like to call themselves. Call from 4 to 8 and ask if they'd like to make a donation. And landlines have been declining in use by 7% per year, so that population is dwindling. So we now have just too much cell phone numbers, which I thought was illegal, but we got it. So we'll be able to call cell phones. We want to use text, Twitter, other ways to reach out to people. But more primarily, we really need, I think, to look at a more diversified business model, which is a lot of just like donations. And so more grant writing.
What's the, and this was brought up, I think, the last meeting about Value Village and that selling of that property to the Hanna Group, yada, yada, yada. How is that going to affect Bjork?
They're actually just going to relocate down the street.
Okay.
But you raised a tangential point. Value Village, which is just up the street from us on 4th and Lincoln.
Where are they, relocate?
Huh?
Where are they relocating?
Well, there's a lot of vacant properties down on 4th and Lincoln, down by Habitat for Humanity, or where, you know, where Allison used to be.
Yeah.
So I think they're looking somewhere down here. But I was assured that they're not leaving, they're just moving. But it tempts us to think about opening up our own thrift shop rather than.
We need to talk to a few more lawyers first.
Yeah. So there's that. And we're starting, we have a fundraiser coming up tomorrow night.
So you're going to take a gamble on that?
Yeah. You know, I'll hand it up. It's called Casino Night, and it's Wild Bill's. It's all done with script, no cash, and we've got dozens of prizes worth hundreds of dollars. Yeah, and all the costs of Wild Bill's, which is a service vendor, comes out, sets up a casino for you, and provides the dealers, the whole ambiance. And we're going to do this in Brush Prairie. And if you know Brush Prairie at all, it's quite a gambling constituency out there. So we sold a lot of tickets. We got all Wild Bill's services sponsored and paid for it. So even if we didn't make a penny, we're break even. So that's our first fundraiser out of the box. And something that the ARC cherishes, employees who've been around a long time. They used to do an annual luncheon to recognize both employees and individuals in the community and make a valuable contribution. So I'm talking to the Heathman right now in a bank, which I'm on at the moment, that we'd like to underwrite in the Institute in the fall, which would probably double as our traditional annual meeting where we install new officers. And we're recruiting new board members. We're down quite a few board members, which on one hand is really nice. On the other hand, we really do need more help. So we got four or five candidates. One, which is a retired attorney out of San Francisco, who raised an organization down there millions of dollars. So he's really excited to get involved. All in all, things are all headed in the right direction, but anything can happen, and it always does every day. They're always interesting. It's a great place to hang out, man.
Murphy's. Murphy is everywhere.
What's that?
Murphy is everywhere. Murphy's last.
Yeah. Anyway, we're back, and we're here, and proud to say, you know, we've been here since 1936, so going to continue. Thanks to the effort of Sandy and her board and subsequent Deborah, I think it was Deborah, that led the home group.
Roberta,
excuse me. We really got clarity on the need for help finding housing for people with developmental disabilities, including a variety of options, not just affordability, which is really difficult right now when a 3% vacancy rate. I think they're not affordable even with people who have a lot of money. And, so home matching, like services or other options that homeowners might have. So we had a good selection of candidates, and Jeff Angelo is here with me tonight. Brings with him, I'm sure you've heard the name Angelo, property management company. And has many years' experience in property management, and also works with the Developmentally Disabled in Oregon. So he brings those two worlds together for us, a way to help us frame and get started on this program. We're looking for additional resources for ongoing, growing, expand this program. So with that, I'm going to introduce Jeff, and if he wants to say a few words.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. One thing that I wanted to hit on real quick, and I'm most comfortable sitting, so I hope no one really minds, otherwise I'm going to stand up and panic. I'm not great at speaking publicly. One of the things I just wanted to hit on, though, before I talk a little bit about the housing stuff, is we're also, with the ARC, really kind of pushing community outreach and reminding people who the ARC is and what we do. So we're trying to connect ourselves with a lot of local events out in the community as well this summer and going into the fall as well, just so people can get a glimpse that we're back and we're here and that we're really out there trying to make a difference in our local community. So that's a few things that we're doing to press
point. We spent all weekend at the Recycled Arts Fair.
Yeah, that was fun too. Yeah. That was a really good time. So, besides that, so with housing, I do have 10 years of property management experience with the Al Angelo Company and Holland Residential. And I also have been working with adults with developmental disabilities through Innovative Services and the ARC and my own business in Portland since 2005. So I have a good background. I think I have a good background, and when it kind of comes together, I felt, I was on the board of directors, that's why when we say we're short a few people, I'm one of the people that left for hopefully a good reason, though. Some people I look back at, I didn't like the reasons, but, you know. I just want to make a good impact on the community. I never think that I know it all, because I really don't. I really just want to make a positive impact on this community. I'm looking to do a lot of community outreach to let people know that this is available to them, because no one seems to know resources are available to them in general, not just housing. It seems like there's a lot of lack of that, even through how many combined efforts are out there. It's still a lot of people who just don't know about these things. So I've been trying to, and I was telling Mary, like as I sat down, not knowing anyone, her being the only one, I was kind of stressing to her a little bit. I'm really trying to put myself out there. I'm really trying to make these connections in our community with not only landlords, but also anyone who walks in our office. And if we're unable to help them, I like to know that we have the resources to connect them with the right place they can. Like, there's a few homeless people that came to our office the other day. I was able to connect them out to the right person in our community that can do that. So I'm hoping that structure really stays in place for us going forward. But any help you can aid me in, I look at you guys as all mentors, because I definitely can't do this on my own. It has to be a community effort a little bit to just kind of mold this position into what we need it to be. Okay. Yeah.
Congratulations first.
Thank you.
And we were both, Dell and I were both at the meetings, and so we've been very interested in your position. We're just wondering, I'm wondering, have you had anyone use your services yet?
A little bit. So there is an ARC customer that we work with who he's been having trouble with his rent and communication with his landlord. And though it seems just very light and very mild, everything makes a little difference. So that's kind of like the stuff that's been coming my way. We put out emails for who I am and what I'm doing now. But I mean, it's nothing. I mean, it's just people are just now starting to know this position exists. But I've been trying to be proactive, and when I see people, I talk to them about my position. This guy needed some help, a little bit of just advocacy up at his place, so I worked on that.
Anywhere else, he's also been developing a database of potential properties that...
Oh, yeah, that's taken some time. It's been only helping myself at this point, but yeah, I'm...
It's helping your office.
It's helping the office. It's horrible, though. It's awful. It's just time-consuming, but I'm trying to build a new Excel database for with private properties and with public properties. And because I noticed that one of the things in there is they had missed listings for addresses of community properties. So if you'd be trying to help someone find a property to move into, you could be looking in the wrong area all day long. And the only reason I noticed it is my family actually owned one of the properties that it was, and I knew that was not the right property. So it's been a work in progress, so it's just taken a lot of time.
Well, but I think you also point out how little work had been done, period. You know, you really start from scratch, don't you? Really have to just build the whole thing up.
Yeah, it's been
a real need, I hope. I mean, we went ahead and built our own place, but we kind of waited, but at the same time.
It's definitely going to take some time to build these up, but I'm hoping that going forward, after the word gets out there, that it will really help down the road. In the long run, I think this new system is going to work out really well. But yeah, so far it's just benefiting myself and the ARC to build this. Any other questions?
We'd be happy to come, but we are going to give you monthly updates.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Easily. That's not a problem at all.
And we probably should talk about some of the Medicaid setting rules so that you just understand them.
And if you'll send me the email that you sent out, then I'll send that to the distribution list.
That's an easy one.
For the casino night, are there tickets at the door for those of us that didn't get online?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, I heard it. There are tickets at the door.
Oh, yeah.
You can walk around.
And did the Kiggins event night go well?
I think so. I think it went really well. I wish we had a larger audience, but I think for a first time out for us for a while. I think it was well received.
I thought the video shown were really cool. A couple of them in particular.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable and also insightful.
We thought about maybe doing an annual film festival.
Oh.
Something to do. Some of them are, you know, we got some negative feedback on a couple of those movies. So I have to be careful.
We're purchasing a video for diversity training that you might want to look at and see if it's when we get it.
And there's a new video that was just released. It was released out in public theaters, but it had a very short window, and the closest place to us that it was shown was out in...
Is that fixed?
No, it was a...
Autism.
It was the Down syndrome. It was out in Beaverton, but they're going to put it on DVD, so I was thinking that would be a good one to have a show on New Keegan's or something.
Take it to the Keegan's. Mm-hmm.
So there's some coming out. There's one, Autism and Love, which we couldn't get a hold of because it's an award winner a nominated for the Tribeca Film Festival. And until that process is course, they can't talk to anybody about it. But that sounded kind of cool, too.
Well, we'll be happy to keep you appropriately informed, updated on progress not only this program but ours as well. So,
okay.
Thank you. We wouldn't have made it honestly, and I know I said this before, the support of the county and the technical assistance of John Lund and others. They have performed that. So it's
took a new
you guys really
took a new CEO too.
Yeah.
That's what right.
Took some leadership on that end too.
it really is a different feeling down in those offices. It's good to be in the black. It really is, because I know some employees were on edge for a while, but everything feels very comfortable being down there.
I can say this now, for several months, you know, you weren't sure what you were going to make people. Yeah. People are already earning minimum. We also are having some fun and games with Goodwill.
Should I? We might be brought it up, you might as well.
Yeah, that was, should I, Mary?
Go ahead.